Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. White Holes by Carlo Rovelli is a compact, idea-driven exploration of one of the most intriguing possibilities in modern physics, that black holes may not be the final word on gravitational collapse. Rovelli, a leading theorist known for work on loop quantum gravity, guides readers through the scientific story behind horizons, singularities, and the deep connection between gravity and quantum mechanics. Rather than treating white holes as science fiction, he frames them as a serious theoretical outcome that can emerge when quantum effects are brought to bear in extreme space-time curvature. The book situates this concept within the broader quest to understand how the universe works at its smallest and largest scales, and why time, entropy, and information behave so strangely near a black hole. Written for curious non-specialists as well as scientifically literate readers, it combines clear intuition with philosophical reflection on what it means for something to exist, to persist, and to change in time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from black holes to white holes as time-reverse solutions. A central topic is how white holes arise naturally within Einstein's general relativity as solutions that look like the time reverse of black holes. If a black hole is a region from which nothing can escape, a white hole is a region into which nothing can enter, but from which matter and light can emerge. Rovelli uses this symmetry to show why the concept is not arbitrary. The equations of classical gravity do not forbid it. He also clarifies the difference between a mathematical solution and an astrophysical object. White holes are notoriously difficult to form in classical scenarios because they would require very special initial conditions, and they appear unstable when perturbed by infalling matter. The discussion helps readers separate the formal structure of space-time geometry from the messy realities of the cosmos. This sets the stage for the book's main move. While classical physics may make white holes implausible, quantum physics could change the rules of formation and longevity. The takeaway is that the idea begins as a symmetry and becomes a hypothesis about real processes once quantum gravity is considered. Secondly, quantum gravity and the fate of the singularity. Rovelli develops the motivation for bringing quantum theory into the heart of black holes, where classical general relativity predicts a singularity, a breakdown of known physics. In his framing, the singularity is not a destination, but a sign that the theory is incomplete at extremely high densities and curvatures, quantum gravity, in approaches such as loop quantum gravity, or introduces the possibility that spacetime has a discrete or granular structure at the smallest scales, softening the infinite quantities that appear in classical models. The book explains how this can replace the classical singularity with a quantum region where collapse halts and transitions into expansion. This is where the white hole enters as a possible outcome. A black hole could tunnel or bounce into a white hole once quantum effects dominate. Rovelli emphasizes that this is a proposal grounded in attempts to make gravity compatible with quantum principles, not a mere narrative device. Readers come away with a coherent picture of why singularities are treated as clues, and how quantum corrections can qualitatively change the end state of gravitational collapse. Thirdly, time, horizons, and the strange accounting of duration. Another major theme is the role of time near a horizon and how different observers can legitimately disagree about durations. Black holes already force counterintuitive lessons for a distant observer. Infalling matter can seem to slow and fade near the horizon, while for the infalling observer nothing special happens at the crossing. Rovelli uses this to build intuition for how a process that is rapid in one frame can correspond to immense timescales in another. This relativity of time becomes crucial for understanding black hole to white hole transitions, because quantum processes could occur on short proper times for matter deep inside, yet appear to take an astronomically long time from far away. The book connects these ideas to thermodynamic time and entropy, highlighting that the arrow of time is tied to information and coarse graining rather than a fundamental one-way law in the equations. By combining space-time geometry with statistical reasoning, Rovelli offers readers a structured way to think about how a black hole might eventually release what it captured, without contradicting the local experience of observers. The result is a richer grasp of why horizons are not just boundaries in space, but also boundaries in what can be seen and when. Information, evaporation, and what remains after a black hole. Rovelli addresses the famous puzzle of what happens to information that falls into a black hole, a question sharpened by the idea that black holes evaporate through quantum effects. If a black hole can radiate away its mass, then either the information is lost, or it is somehow returned in the radiation, or it remains in a remnant. The book uses the white hole possibility to outline an alternative. A black hole might not simply fade into nothing, but transition into a new phase that eventually releases stored information. This connects to broader debates about unitarity in quantum mechanics, the status of the horizon, and whether quantum gravity must dramatically modify the classical picture. Rovelli's perspective is to treat the black hole as a physical system with states and dynamics, not an eternal one-way trap. He explains why evaporation timescales matter, why remnants are controversial, and how a black-to-white transition could evade some traditional objections by relocating the release of information to a late stage. The discussion is valuable because it shows how a single object, the black hole, becomes a testing ground for consistency between two foundational theories. It also illustrates how progress often comes from making a concrete scenario that can be criticized, refined, or ruled out. Lastly, astrophysical implications and how such ideas could be tested. The book also examines what it would mean for astronomy and cosmology if white holes, or black holes turning into them, are more than mathematical curiosities. Rovelli explores how one might look for observational traces, while acknowledging the difficulty of testing quantum gravity directly. Potential signatures could involve unusual transient events, the long-term evolution of compact objects, or subtle constraints from what we already observe about black hole populations. He discusses why many naive expectations fail, such as imagining white holes as constant fountains of matter, and instead focuses on the notion that any release could be delayed and filtered through extreme gravitational redshift and long external timescales. The value of this topic is methodological. It teaches readers how physicists connect speculative high-energy ideas to empirical science by asking what would be different if the hypothesis were true. It also highlights the importance of consistency checks, stability considerations, and compatibility with established astrophysical data. Partzik, even if the specific white hole scenario changes, the approach models how frontier theoretical physics tries to remain accountable to observation. Readers finish with a grounded sense of what is plausible, what is uncertain, and where future data could matter most. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy modern physics explained with conceptual clarity, especially those curious about black holes, quantum gravity, and the deep structure of space-time. It is accessible to motivated non-specialists. Yet it also rewards readers who already know basic relativity ideas and want a coherent narrative about what might replace the classical singularity. The practical benefit is not a self-help lesson, but a cognitive one. It trains you to think carefully about models, limits of theories, and how time and observation shape what counts as a physical process. That mindset carries over to many areas of learning, improving how you evaluate claims and handle uncertainty. Compared with many popular books that stop at established black hole facts, Rovelli offers a focused argument for a specific frontier possibility and shows how it ties together symmetry, quantum principles, and astrophysical realism. His style combines physics with restrained philosophical reflection, making the reading experience both intellectually rigorous and expansive. It is worth buying if you want a compact, original perspective from an active researcher, and if you prefer a book that does not just celebrate mysteries, but proposes a structured way to approach them and to imagine how they might be resolved. If you would like to support Carlo Rovelli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.